The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Take your seat. God bless you in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. If you are set for the encounter tonight, let me hear your loudest hallelujah. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. God is going to bless you this month. I said God is going to bless you this month. And you will never be the same again. I said you will never be the same again. You were here on Sunday and you were blessed. Shout hallelujah. You were greatly blessed, not just blessed. Let me hear your loudest hallelujah. And that blessing will last forever. In Jesus' mighty name. We are starting a new series today, except for next week Wednesday, when our anniversary would have started. If you are shouting or clapping, clap very well or shout very well. By this time next week Wednesday, we'll already be in the season of the wonder working God. And I pray that you will not miss out in Jesus' name. Your family will not miss out in Jesus' name. You will not miss out in Jesus' name. We're starting a new series called the Impactful Living Series. Impactful Living. And tonight I'll be speaking on secrets of impactful living. Secrets of impactful living. God created us to make impact and contribution in various areas of endeavors of life. We were crafted for impact and crafted for dominion. And you must realize, my brothers and my sisters, that you have a large deposit inside of you. There is a large deposit base inside of you. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am not empty. I am not empty. There is a large deposit base of blessing inside of you. And I want you to realize that something that is beyond human comprehension has been deposited in you, and you have been destined to impact your world. You have been destined to touch your world and your community, your nation, your family in one way or the other. You will not fall short of God's glory. I say you will not fall short of God's glory. You will not fall short of God's glory in the name of Jesus. A wise man said there are three types of people in the world. Number one are those who watch things happen. Number two are those who make things happen. And number three are those who do not even know what is happening. Number one, they watch things, they don't participate in anything happening. Number two are those that make things, they are active impact makers. And number three are those, they did not even say, what just happened? What happened? What happened? Did anything happen? They did not even know that anything happened. I pray for you here today that you will be among those that will make things happen. I say you are among those that will make things happen. You must realize you are born again not to suffer again. Redemption is not synonymous with reduction. There is no correlation between your salvation and smallness. God destined you to make phenomenal, large impact in your lifetime. In Matthew chapter 5, it would be nice if they can work on this media after today to save us these issues. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, the Bible says that you are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, how will it be sweetened? He also went further in verse 14, saying, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the light. You are a, everybody knows the importance of salt. Is there anybody in this world that can do without salt? Is it possible? Say, I don't want to eat salt in my life. Even if you don't cook it in your house, when you eat outside, you buy something, you buy bread, you buy biscuit or something, you see salt there. He said, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. Verse 14. So that's what you are. You are a person of influence. You are meant to influence your world. You have been destined to make phenomenal impact, not to be a living corpse. You will not be a living corpse. I say you will not be a living corpse. In Revelations 5 verse 10, Revelations 5 verse 10, you will say we have been ordained as kings and priests and we are to reign. Say thou, he has made us unto our God kings and priests. Someone say kings and priests. And we are to reign where? Eh? On this earth, we are to reign. You will reign. I say you will reign. I say you will reign. In your various areas of endeavor in life, you will reign. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. If somebody were to pray that kind of prayer for me, I will say a bigger amen. You and your family will reign in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, what does it mean? What is impactful living? What does it mean? Number one, impactful living means living as an asset and not a liability. Impactful living simply means you are an asset and not a liability. Number two, impactful living means you are a blessing and not a curse. Just like Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. God speaking to Abraham, spoke to him and said, I will make of thee a great nation and I will multiply and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will ensure that you are a blessing. I will ensure that you are a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse him that curse thee. I curse anybody that curse you in the name of Jesus. Anybody that stands to curse you, I declare them cursed today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anybody that stands to curse you is declared cursed today. I can hear your loudest amen. Impactful living also means living as a contributor and not a consumer. Impactful living means you are living as a contributor, not a consumer in life. There are some people in life, their work is just to consume. Just to collect, just to consume, eat and sleep. Collect free food, collect free clothes, collect free everything. Everything must be free. Anything they have to pay for, they don't like it. That's a consumer life. Life is not about being a consumer, but a contributor. You are a contributor. Number four, what is impactful living? It is being a blessing to your world and not a concern to your world. You are a blessing to your world. You are not a concern to your world. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. Somebody here is going to be a blessing to his world. Somebody here is going to be a blessing to his world. Number five, what is impactful living? It means living as a plus and not a minus to your generation. You are a plus. I pray for you today, you will be a plus. Ah, I can't hear your amen. These are very, very great prayers. You will be a plus. I say you will be a plus. You will not be a minus. In the name of Jesus. And number what was the one I'm going to now? Number what? Number six. What does it mean to be living impactfully? It means living in such a way that your impact is felt by others. Impactful living simply means living in such a way that men feel your impact to the extent that your presence is felt and your absence is missed. There are some, if they are not present, nobody remembers that they are present, that they are absent. Nobody even mentioned their name. If you are a person that when you are not around, people still mention your name. You travel, and then in your absence, for one reason or the other, your name is mentioned. You already living as a plus. But when you leave a place just for a day or two, a week or a month, and nobody knows that you are not there, your name is not mentioned, you're already a minus. Impactful living means you are living in such a way that men feel your presence and they miss your absence. God will take somebody to that level in the name of Jesus. I say, God will take somebody here to that level in the name of Jesus. I can't hear your loudest amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. So, having set the foundation tonight, what are these secrets for you to live impactfully? I'll just give you a few tonight, then we go to pray. Just a few tonight, and we go to pray. Number one secret of impactful living is discovery of purpose in life. Discovery of why you were created. Now listen to this. Everybody has a purpose why he was created. You are not a biological accident. You are not a biological mistake. You were not created by mistake. There is a reason why God created you. In Jeremiah 1 verse 5, speaking about Jeremiah, he says, I knew you before you were ever created, before you were formed, I knew you. There's a reason. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Put your hand on your chest and say, God knows me. And he knows where I was created. There is a reason why God made you to be delivered. There is a reason why God brought you into existence. Until you discover purpose, you live as a vagabond. Until you discover the reason why God brought you here, you live as a nonentity. Nobody here will be classified as such in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And I wrote here, we can't all be doctors. We can't all be accountants. If everybody is a pastor, who will be listening to a message? If everybody is the president of a nation, who is going to be the citizen of the nation? There is a reason why God created you and placed you in that field. There's a reason why God brought you into existence. There is a reason why God brought you where you are today. You will not miss that purpose and that reason in Jesus' name. In Psalm 100, verse 3, Psalms chapter 100, verse 3, the Bible speaking there, the Bible says, know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. There is somebody that knows the reason that created you. That is God. And that is the only person that can help you to know why you were created. It is the manufacturer of an item that knows how to adjust that item. The person that created this mic now knows that this mic is meant to magnify my voice. That's the reason. That's the purpose. That's the intention. Everybody has a reason why he or she was created. I pray for you today that your reason for being created shall come to pass in Jesus' name. And quickly tonight, how do I discover the reason why I was created? How can I discover my purpose? God bless you. How do I discover my purpose? Number one, you discover your purpose in the place of prayer. Someone say prayer. Only the prayerful can know his purpose. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I will answer when I am reproved. I will stand up. Standing upon the tower means I will stand on the altar of prayer. I will be on the mountain of prayer. Many are walking around aimlessly because of laziness to make inquiry from God in the place of prayer. Why was I created? This is one reason everybody, this is one thing everybody must ask God. You might have studied agronomy. Agronomy might not be what God wants you to actually use to break through in life. Somebody might have studied physics and then God wants him to be a farmer. Somebody might have been a pharmacist and God wants him to be a pastor. Now, God is the one that knows. And the quicker and the faster you run to him to ask him, why am I here? The faster your breakthrough. Until you run to God, purpose cannot be achieved. Purpose cannot be discovered. I pray for somebody here today. Grace to run to God until he answers you and tells you why you are here. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Receive that grace today in Jesus' name. Listen to me, friends. The earlier, the better you go to God to find out why you are here. The earlier, the better you search God. You search God's mind in the place of prayer. What am I to do? What am I to fulfill? What is my purpose on earth? Number two, how do I discover purpose? Number two is through your divine endowments. Discovery of your divine endowments. Every one of us has gift and talent. According to Matthew 25, verse 15, downward. The parable of talents. Every one of us is deposited with a talent. And unto one, he gave 5 talents. And to another, he gave 2. And to another, he gave 1. To every man according, somebody say according. According to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Look at that story very well. He went to one person and deposited 5 gifts in the same man. Manufacturing. In the same man. Marketing. In the same man. Ability to do other lines of businesses. In the same man. Production. In the same man. Agronomy. 5. He went out to another and he gave just 2 talents. Music and pastoring. He went to another one. He gave just 1 talent. Business. Yeah, I can sell anything. I'm a businessman. Until you discover, through your discovery of your talent, you can know what God wants you to do. Your talent in you is a pointer to what God wants you to do. God does not waste deposit. What God has deposited in you is an indication of his intention for you. Hello? I say what God has deposited in you is an indication of his intention for you. God will not deposit something in you that he doesn't want you to use. I pray for somebody here today. You will not waste the deposit inside of you. Some people have said, they say the graveyard is the richest place because of unutilized and undiscovered potential. But I pray for you here tonight. Every single one of your potential shall be used. Every single one of your potentials shall be used. Every single one of your potentials shall be utilized. I can't hear your loudest amen. So, I'm speaking on secrets of impactful living. I said number one is discovery of your purpose. Number two, secret is secure power and grace to accomplish that purpose. It's a pity many want to accomplish their vision and their purpose without securing adequate power. Until you are empowered, devil cannot allow you to fulfill your vision. Until you are empowered, devil will not allow you to make progress in life. The power I'm talking about is not physical strength. It's not eating enough food and taking malt with milk and then you have a lot of chest and all that. No. In fact, I've discovered a lot of people that are doing very, very well in life. They don't have big muscle. They don't have big muscle. So it's not about having muscle. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 9b, the Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. It's not about physical strength. It's not about your physical strength. Also in Romans chapter 9, I think verse 16 or so, Romans chapter 9 verse 16 also explains to us, so then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. So it's not about your will, or it's about God showing you mercy by empowering you. God will empower you today. Some people want to start a business and they just get capital. It's not only capital that makes business to succeed. You must be fully empowered. Because there are some cabal in that business. There are some forces you met in that business. There are some occult people in that same line of business. And they want to come and bow. And as long as you don't bow and you don't have power, they ruin your business. There are many businesses that are registered in Nigeria, in millions. How many are in existence today? Many have purpose and vision, but they don't have the empowerment. They don't have the necessary backing. God is going to empower you today. I said God is going to empower you today. That's why people like you, when you want to start business, you secure the necessary empowerment. You secure the necessary empowerment. The wise amongst you, you know the necessary pastor and prophet that God has placed over you, that we pray along with you and walk with you for the security of what you are doing. Some start business, their pastor don't even know. And when they get crashed, then they run, start rotting to the pastor. Anything you want to do, you must secure God's attention. You must secure his attention and his backing. I pray for you today. Your business will prevail in the name of Jesus. Your business will prevail in the name of Jesus. Your business will prevail in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. In John 15 verse 5, the Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, you are the branch. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same one will prosper. But say, but without me, forget it. There's nothing you can achieve. You can't bring forth any fruits. You can't bring profit in that business. Except I back you up. God will back you up today. I say God will back you up today. That your small vision will become a mega vision. I can't hear your amen. That's a local Ilorin amen. God will back up your vision. God will back up what you are doing. That task in your hand will not fail in your hands. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. For you to impact your world, you need to secure God's power. God's power is called God's enablement. 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 When this ministry started, my wife and I were on an indefinite fast. Indefinite. We say, God, until you empower us, until you give us the right location, we will not stop fasting. If it's two years before you do it, that's when we stop fasting. And some people saw us, they say, these people, they don't know that ministry is not easy. They want to die now. See how lean the two of them are. You see now. Anything you are doing without definite empowerment cannot work. But today, my God will empower you to accomplish your task. I say, my God will empower you to accomplish your task. My God will empower you to accomplish your task. Now, listen to me, friends. It doesn't mean ministry. Anything you are doing, you need adequate empowerment. Do you know that there are cabal in BK selling? There's cabal in fish selling. Barbecue. There's cabal. There are some people that they feel that they are the one that should monopolize the business. There's association for meat selling. There's association for hairdresser. So when you are not empowered, somebody was telling me recently, a proprietor of a school was telling me recently that the association of proprietors and in a particular place, they have started ruining schools through their diabolical powers to ensure that their own schools continue to thrive. And these other people's schools do not thrive and they have to close down. What you have started will not close down. Stretch your hands here. I pray for you today. Anything that you have started, anything that you have commenced, anything that you have already started or you are about to start, it will not close down in your hands. It
will not close down in your hands. Your business will not fold up. Your business will not fold up. Your shop will not fold up. Your business will not fold up. Your education will not fold up. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Shout three loud amen. Take your seat. Number three, secrets of impactful living. Number one is discovery of your purpose. Number two is secure adequate empowerment for what you want to do. Go to God for Him to empower you. Number three is focus. Somebody say focus. Anyone who will succeed in life must be focused. Running after many things will make you lose everything. Running after too many things will make you lose everything that you have. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 22, Matthew chapter 6 verse 22, the Bible says, if thy eye, say the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. I pray for you, grace for focus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Devil is not the problem of a lot of Christians. It's lack of focus. Every impactful person is known for just one or two things. They are not people of multiple tasks. If you want to be an impactful person, there must be something people will know you for. They can't know you as a jack of all trades. It doesn't work. Every impactful person made it in one area. The Wright brothers are known because they were able to fly aircraft. Dangote is known today. Somebody came to see me today who is a top person in Dangote and was telling me about the level of focus of this man. He said, since the flour mills in the lorry here started, he has only been here once since 2005 or so when the thing started. And he has been to Ilorin 11 times since that time. He still was here 3 weeks ago. He didn't bother. He came to do what he wanted to do. He went back to the head office. I'm talking of today. He came to see me today. Until you are focused, nothing can be achieved. Seeing you here and there. Today you are selling clothes. Tomorrow you are selling fan. The next day you are selling coil. The following day you are selling candle. Then the next day again you move into international import and export. What kind of life is that? People don't make impact like that. Focus on your area of assignment. Focus on your core area of assignment. Then you are beginning to make impact. I pray for somebody here today. Grace for focus received in the name of Jesus. I know we're in a world where there's so much distraction. There's so much distraction. Come and do this. Come and do this. Come and do. And I think I've told you, one of the best words to say in this life is no. 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 Please, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Come and invest into this new business of you put money in. Is there any business in this world you put money in today and after 10 days you reap 100 times? You went to school. Come and put in money today, and after 100 days you make 100 times. Is that how easy money is? What are they selling? Is it cocaine? Apa? Christian.
Investing your money in Kalo Kalo. I mean, nonsense. 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 Lottery. See, some Christians, they go and be playing lottery games. Say, my friend won it. My friend won it. Focus on your core area of strength. We will soon know you. You will soon emerge a star. Focus in that area. You will soon come out as a star. Whatever business you are doing, let everybody know that's your area. That's your area. That is your area of competence. Stay there until blessing meets you there. You know what happens to a lot of people? When the angel, I'm presently doing a study on angels, but it's not a teaching for tonight. The angels are distributors of blessings. The Bible says they excel in strength. So they move and everywhere. Now, they are always sent on assignment. They are angels. There are some angels called fighter angels. There are some angels, they are like distribution angels. They go to give good news and give blessing. Now, when you pray or you are working hard in a business and God wants to give you blessing and he sends them to you, a lot of Christians or a lot of children of God, by the time the angel gets there, they have moved from their address. They have changed address. Their business has changed address. God, bless this my fan production business. This fan production business must prosper. Jesus, let this fan production business prosper. And then you cry to God. Maybe you do 12 days of empowerment and all that. We pray together. You fast Wednesday. You even add one day extra. Then all of a sudden, because of the challenges, then you say, I'm not doing this one again. Then you move again. Then you move again. Then you move again. You can't run your life like that. That's why it's important for us to ask God before you. You know, when you have heard God, you have heard God. When you are come, nobody now can tell me till forever that I'm not called to serve in ministry. I heard God. I know the terms and conditions. I know what he told me. This is what to do. This is what to do. I heard God. When God called us into ministry, my wife was very, very hesitant initially. Now, on the day my wife said, I also heard God, I knew that, yes, God must have spoken. Because it was like, are you really going to leave all these things behind and move and start preaching? I pray for somebody here today. Your story is going to change suddenly. Friends, be focused. I've seen many Christians live an unfocused life. You can't pinpoint a business with them for 2, 3, 4, 5 years running. You can't pinpoint a line of task with them 2, 3, 4, 5 years running. Somebody said, overnight success will take minimum 7 years. Overnight. They say, that lady, she just succeeded overnight. It's 7 years in a task. 7 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I was telling one of our pastors recently, I said, it was in the late 90s, just started hearing about Redeem and Winners after Lekki 98. You can imagine how long Redeem has been, but they kept at it. Anything you are doing and you don't keep at it, you can't make any phenomenal impact in that thing. I pray for you today. New grace to be focused, receive in the name of Jesus. About 2, 3 years ago, our final year students were going and I was charging them here. I said, go to anywhere you are going, God will be with you. I said, but when you return, you still meet me in service. I said, as God live it, go to anywhere you are going, go anywhere in the world. I am still serving the people. I'm still serving God and serving anywhere you go. And we are still serving here today. I pray for you, new grace for focus, receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Number 4 secret of impactful living is live to give.
If you really want to make phenomenal impact in life, let your life be a donation. Life is not in its duration. D-U-R-A-T-I-O-N. Life is not in its duration, but in its donation. D-O-N-A-T-I-O-N. It's not about the length of your life. It's about how many lives you were able to give to. That's what the Bible says in the book of Acts. It says, blessed to give than to receive. It's a wonderful thing to give. It's more wonderful to give than to... If you are the kind of person that when you are happiest is when people give to you, you are not living an impactful life. An impactful life is a life committed to being a blessing. Everybody that comes around you wants, is blessed by you. Everybody that comes, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. So if your desire in life is to make impact, you'd be ready to give tirelessly. Be ready to give tirelessly. Let your concern be about what you can give to others, not what you can get. All impact makers are tireless givers. I say that again. All impact makers are tireless givers. All impact makers are tireless givers. All impact makers are tireless givers. In Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 25. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. There is he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his need, then he turneth to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. If your desire is to impact your world, release what you have. Release what you have. Some time ago, I was in Lagos for a meeting. I was in an hotel in the Victoria Island. And in the middle of the night, I started hearing people singing. It was a Friday night. And I started hearing people singing. And I found out which church is that. And I heard that it's a church of somebody that I know very well. So I said, okay, let me just go and have some time there. Okay, yeah, I was hearing the voice of Reverend George. Came to preach there. And I said, what's Reverend George doing in VI here? So I got out of that hotel and I traced that church. And when I got there, we did the service and all that. In the morning, I saw the pastor. He brought his chair. They brought a chair for him in front. And I saw a line of people waiting to see him. So I sat down. I was waiting. And I was listening. First person said, sir, I came to ask for assistance. Second person said, sir, I came to ask for money. I said, I told myself, I said, so they still do this again in VI. In VI. Anywhere you go, let your intention be to be a blessing in that place. One of them, he didn't know I saw him on the line when he went to the pastor to ask for this one, this one, that one. And then the pastor gave him once more. Change. And as I was going, after I saw the pastor and we exchanged greetings, I was going to my hotel room. He followed me and he said, sir, I saw you in the church. Please can I say, oh boy, let your life be a giving life. I just saw you now with pastor. I just saw you now. Now, is this how you want to continue your life? Be contribution driven. Any place you find yourself, let your desire be to be a blessing in the place. Don't let it cross your mind, what can I get from here? Friends, I have never thought in my life what anybody can give me here. What can I get from here? It has never crossed my mind before. And if I preach very well, maybe somebody will come and give me a prophet's offering. If you give me a prophet's offering, thank God for you, pray for you. But if not, it doesn't matter. It's of no value. That's not the purpose of being of serving. If you want to make impact, be a person passionate about touching people's life in the areas of your release. New grace to release, receive tonight in Jesus' name. New grace to release, receive tonight in Jesus' name. New grace to release, receive tonight in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. You will not lack what to give. Amen. I say you will not lack what to give. Amen. You will not lack what to give. And before I move on from this giving, because I still have a few more points and time is already up. Before I move on from this giving, you see, this giving is multifaceted. I can't talk about it tonight. Maybe in another meeting, we'll talk about it. Giving is multifaceted. We are talking about giving to God, giving to people, giving to parents, giving to family members, giving to people around you. It's not about the quantity. Hello? It's not about the quantity. It's about the love that you use to exchange, to release it. It's not about the quantity of what you are giving. It's about the love that is in your heart. Because you only give to those you love. You only give to those you love. And only lovers are givers. One of the major tests to know if somebody loves you is to see the extent to which the person releases to you. I pray for you tonight, a new grace to be a tireless giver till you become an impactful person. Receive it in Jesus' name. Do you know that you can give to somebody that is not your family member to the extent that the person will be blessing God for your life? The person will go to God and kneel and say, God, I thank you that you brought this person my way. You can live as a person that, you say, is there any orphan here? Nobody's called on you. Is there any orphan here? Is there anybody around here that needs something? You yourself use your leg to walk to the authorities. Is there anybody around that I can help or be a blessing to? That's how to live. That's how to live. Is there anybody that has any serious medical issue that I can assist? Is there anybody's medical bill? Is there any student that needs school fees to be paid? You will get there. Amen. You will get there. Amen. And it will not be long. Amen. I say it will not be long. Amen. It will not be long. Amen. Number five, how do you secrets to impactful living is serve God faithfully and wholeheartedly. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Now it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. It is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. It's important. If you want to live a life of impact, make sure that you serve God faithfully, not faithfully. If you really want to live a life of impact, make sure that God is first in all that you are doing. In Matthew 6 verse 33, it says, seek ye first kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek him first. Seek him first. Seek him first. Serve him faithfully. Serve him faithfully. One of the signs, one of the things that God uses to reward somebody that serves him faithfully is impact. You make impact. You make impact in life. You die and 100 years after your death, they don't forget you. Generations and generations and generations continue to remember you because you have left a legacy of kindness, a legacy of service, a legacy of stewardship. People hear your name and they want to help your children. There are some people, once they hear their name, they say, which one is your father? Oh, that one, forget it. But there are some people, you serve God to the extent that people hear your name. As a direct result of your service, people just hear your name and they call forth your children. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. Number six, where we stop tonight. Secret of impactful living. Impactful living, serve with passion. Possess passion. Every man or woman of impact is a man or woman of passion. Look at David in Psalm 132 verse 4 to 5. He was a man passionate about the things of God. He says, I will not give sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelid, until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. I will not sleep. I am passionate about God. Anybody that will make impact must have passion. Until you have passion, you don't have a portion. Passion gives you your portion. Anything you are doing, have passion for it. If you are selling akara, fry it passionately. If you are pastoring, a pastor, assistant pastor, or a minister, or a whatever it is you are in the church of God, do it with passion. Anything you are doing, do it with passion. Do it with passion. Look at Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Philippians 3, 13 and 14, speaking with passion, he said, finally, my brethren, 13 and 14. 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press towards the mark. May you press forward today. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I am a passionate person. What I am doing, I am pressing on. Lift up your hands and worship Him.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.